Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Tragic single car crash in Colorado claims the lives of three University of Wyoming swimmers. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Three members of the University of Wyoming swimming and diving team died in a single vehicle crash on U.S. Highway 287 on Thursday afternoon, about 10 miles south of the Wyoming-Colorado border, according to a report from the university. Cowboy State Daily reported UW announced in a Thursday evening statement that it's not releasing the names of the deceased until the next of kin are notified. Two other members of the men's swimming and diving team were injured in the crash. Their injuries are not believed to be life-threatening, according to the statement. The crash happened between Livermore and Virginia Dale, Colorado, at the intersection of Highway 287 and Red Mountain Road, according to the reports from the Colorado State Patrol. Initial indications are that the driver swerved and the vehicle went off the road, rolling multiple times. UW says the accident is under investigation. UW President Ed Seidel said in a statement, "We are heartsick at the news of this terrible tragedy for our university, our state, our student athletic community, and most importantly, the families and friends of these young people. Words are insufficient to express our sadness." Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon called the deaths heartbreaking in a Thursday evening statement. "I am heartbroken to learn of the tragic deaths of three University of Wyoming student athletes in a motor vehicle accident on U.S. 287 in Colorado. Jenny and I join the entire university community and all of Wyoming in mourning this loss, as we ask you to keep their families, friends, and loved ones close to your hearts during this difficult time." Just over 20 years earlier, eight University of Wyoming athletes were killed by a drunk driver, also on U.S. Highway 287. Car collision claims horse's life early Thursday, driver unharmed. In the early hours of Thursday morning, a car collided with a horse, resulting in its death. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, at around 3:30 a.m., a 21-year-old woman was driving a red 2023 Jeep Renegade on North Highway 1416, approximately 5 miles north of Gillette. Unexpectedly, a horse belonging to a 60-year-old man ran onto the road directly in front of her. The collision occurred when the woman struck the horse with the front passenger side of her Jeep. The horse sustained a broken back right leg and succumbed to its injuries shortly after the accident. The Jeep bore the brunt of the impact and sustained extensive damage, including the front end and hood crushed in, the windshield cracked, and fluid was leaking from the vehicle. The Jeep was inoperable and had to be towed from the scene. The 21-year-old driver sustained no injuries as a result of the crash, and no citations were issued. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.